الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد الحمد لله. We are very fortunate that we are here to fulfill a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in terms of witnessing the nikah ceremony and also being involved in the happiness of two families, two individuals. And this is a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ultimately, we need to bring and revive the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just before we conduct the nikah, just a few words as a reminder for myself and for all those that are listening. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing the anatomy and the makeup of the human being, has given us everything that we need in order for us to lead a life in His pleasure and in order for us to lead a life which will make Him happy and which will formulate a relationship between us and the Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and with Him, He sent us the Qur'an, the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are very, very fortunate, and ultimately it's our responsibility and it's in our best interest to follow the teachings of the Qur'an and the Sunnah. In order for us to follow the Qur'an and Sunnah, in this is a huge blessing for us. The success lies for us in following the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And from amongst those Sunan, one Sunnah is Nikah. Now, in the Nikah ceremony, whilst the Nikah khutbah is recited, the sermon is recited, as was mentioned after Jumu'ah today as well, Mawlana Mufti Sahib mentioned about the fact that the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are recited, and a common thread between those three verses is the element and the reminder that we need to have taqwa in our mind. And taqwa is something whereby a person ensures that in whatever he does, whether it is standing in worship, whether it is dealing with his brother, sister, wife, whoever it may be, he ensures that he has primarily the understanding that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me. And I don't want to do anything to displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is cautious. A believer is always cautious. And a believer ensures that he doesn't do anything or doesn't carry out any action which brings about the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because in this is destruction. If a person does an action which displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ultimately it will lead to failure for that person. So this is why in the khutbah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite these verses. Now, we know that any action that we want to do, anything that we do in our life, if the commencement of the action is done with a good foundation, if it's done with a good foundation, let's just take the example of building a house. If the foundation is dug properly and it's filled properly with concrete, and thereafter a wall is built on this foundation, then the house will be firm and steady, and it'll be a solid house, a good house. But if the foundation isn't dug properly, or the amount, this is why the planning authorities will come and they will check whether the digging is done to the right amount, whether the concrete has been filled, whether there's the right amount of concrete gone inside and everything. They check everything before the stages that take place. So in the same way, as believers, when it comes to nikah and comes to marriage, it's very important that the foundation is correct. So if a person begins a relationship whereby he is talking to someone who is not his mahram, who is not supposed to be talking to, before marriage, and he has the intention of getting married to that person, but he is talking in an informal setting or in a way where they're not mahram, they're not supposed to talk to each other, they're breaking the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then they are going to get married. We ask ourselves the question, that has that marriage started off on a good foundation or a weak, feeble foundation? And ultimately, many a times we have this whisper from shaitan that I need to get to know the person before I get married. The reality is that ultimately, we believe as believers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who puts love in the hearts of individuals. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who makes the bond strengthen and continue and gives longevity to the bond. This is something that we believe in, to the extent that there are non-Muslim writers who have wrote that before marriage, if only they knew that being in love was inadequate to form a relationship or to maintain and lengthen the relationship. There's a book, If Only I Knew These Things Before Marriage, written by a non-Muslim. The first or second chapter is about the fact that he mentions how he gives examples. He's a counselor as well, a marriage counselor as well. And he gives examples how many marriages, they start on the notion of quote unquote. And these are the way that he describes in his book on love. And you think that you're in love. He calls it the tingling effect. That a person meets the opposite gender and he has a feeling for the opposite gender. This is just we would understand it to be something which is from shaitan. That shaitan wants us to maintain this relationship under the guise that, oh, if I maintain this relationship and I get to know this person, then when I get married, I will know we'll be compatible. How many marriages do we know of whereby they know each other before marriage, before nikah, and then they get married and later on, within a year, the marriage is broken. And he actually mentions the same notion that many couples will come and they'll say that we thought we were in love and we used to go here and we used to go out to eat and we would do this and we would do that. And I thought this was the person. The moment we got married, 6 months later, the marriage was over. So they have their own secular narrative of how to deal with this. But we have a religious paradigm in terms of understanding that ultimately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enter love into the hearts of both couples, of both individuals. And this will maintain the marriage. But when will this happen? Which ingredient is needed for this to happen? When a person is fearful of Allah, of displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look at us with mercy, that this servant of mine is maintaining and controlling his emotions. And I know that the marriage that's going to be initiated, we know that they haven't spoken before. They've spoken through the brother, but they haven't spoken together. And this is, mashallah, in this day and age, very, very commendable and praiseworthy that they've maintained. And ask our brother Nabil how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened the way. We have this service at the masjid, that before the marriage, if the marriage is going to be conducted in the masjid, then the bride will speak to an apa, someone who will speak to them and share any concerns. And the groom will speak to myself most of the time. And we have a discussion about many things, whatever the person is worried about and concerned about. Alhamdulillah, we had a discussion. So I know of certain, and the benefit of that is, it opens up the door that if there's any issues in the future, any guidance, then they know where to come. And also, it's not the first time. We know Nabil from, mashallah, he's one of the musallis here as well. But many a times a person will come here, the first time he sits in front of you, and you are conducting his nikah, and you've never met him before. So he opens up, and it gets you to know the person. So I know this. So in the situation whereby a person controls himself, and she controls herself, there's hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless that marriage and put barakah in that marriage. And this is something very, very important in this day and age. Why? Because it's so common that individuals will go out and look for their own spouse. That I need to find a girl now, so I will go and look. And they will do it in a way which is sometimes disrespectful to the opposite gender as well. So we have to make sure that we always please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now in the situation whereby a person has... There may be some individuals who are listening who are saying that, but I have already somebody and we're going to get married in 6 months. And I have known her for X number of years. I've known him for X number of years. What do you do then? So we advise again, if there are situations whereby the bride or the groom have been speaking from before, then a piece of advice that we give is, stop talking now. Whether it's 2 days, 3 days, a week, a month, 2 months before the nikah, stop talking. And then turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make tawbah. Ask Allah, we are so fortunate that we have the door of Tawbah open for us. All we have to do is raise our hands, say, Ya Allah, I have made a mistake. I shouldn't have spoken. I let my desires overcome me. I let my emotions overcome me. Please forgive me. Please forgive me and give me steadfastness to remain free of displeasing you. Remain free of committing sin, especially this sin of talking to the opposite gender. And sometimes it's very difficult. Very, very difficult. And we know of individuals who the parents have said, no, you know, you can't get married, but they're still talking to the person. So it's a challenge. But if we make the effort and we have this zeal that, no, I want my marriage to have a good foundation. I want my marriage starting off on the right foot. The foundation has to be correct. Then there's hope that the marriage will maintain and the marriage will remain and the longevity of the marriage will continue. And this is something that May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us, truly guide us, give us true understanding. Make it that we don't come and succumb to the whispers of shaitan. We sometimes apply logic, but many things we don't have to understand. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is in control of hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in the one who is in control of everything. So why can't we let our self trust Allah, have tawakkul in Allah, that Allah will help me, Allah will grant me the right spouse. And like I said, speak to those people that have had experiences. And I say that those that are friends with Nabil and they know him, ask him, okay, what's your experience been? And whatever he shares, inshallah he will share. But to truly appreciate this, you have to experience it. You may think, no, but it's difficult and this challenge, and you may be answering my the words that I'm saying, and you may be objecting. But come and speak to me. Have a discussion. And you will see that once you experience, then you will understand that the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala truly comes. And finally, in the relationship between the husband and wife, and also others, we have to be very, very careful. As they say in Urdu, ke tol kar bolo. Think before you speak. And that's one of the most important times, especially in the first year, the first 1.5 years, 2 years, when you are coming into a relationship with someone who you've never spoke to before. You don't know. You don't know what their you know their background to a certain degree, but you don't know the intricate issues that they may have gone through. You don't know what kind of challenges they have had through their upbringing. You don't know what good and happy days they have seen. Right? Both, from both sides. In those moments, we have to make sure that we control ourselves, we control our tongue, we work with each other, we communicate with one another. We make sure that we communicate in a manner which is with respect, with honor, with dignity. We control our anger, and we make sure that we are very, very wise in the way that we approach things. And I was mentioning to Nabil, we know that he is involved in some level of boxing, mashallah, so in the sense that he has a coach. And without a coach in your corner, or a very bad coach in the corner, then the person won't really do that well. He won't train, he won't know what to do. If without a nutritionist, he won't know what to eat. So in the same way, in our life as well, we should have a coach for our life, whether for marriage, whether for work, whether for career advice. Sometimes we as youngsters think, I know what I'm doing. I've lived, my father is from a different age, my mother is from a different age, my uncle is from a different age, this person won't understand the realities of what's going on for me, etc., etc. But you will be surprised. Many a times you will open up to them, you'll ask them for advice, and they will coach you and mentor you. Then they will give you a certain level of advice. Just need to move two cars. YD17FJM. It's a red Mercedes in the car park. That's blocking the car park. And also DK10RVW. Someone can move that very, very quickly, please. Jazakallah. YD17FJM and DK10RVW. So in terms of just controlling oneself and asking for advice when advice is needed, because we don't know everything, and people, there are more experienced people than us who can benefit us, who can help us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to not hurt anybody's feelings, to make sure that when we speak carefully. Sometimes we may say something and we think, oh, the person is just a comment that I'm making. It's just a flippant comment that I've made. But the reality is that the person will feel something in their heart. And many a times when you live with a person more and more and more, it's more easier to do that. So we should have such a relationship where the other person feels comfortable to come and say to us, okay, you know, you mentioned this comment and it was something that hurt my feelings. And then we have to humble ourselves and say, I apologize for that. I didn't mean it in that way, but I apologize. Many a times a person then will say, no, 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 but I didn't mean that and you took it wrong and it's your fault. And it comes from a position of pride rather than humility. And it then makes a huge issue from a small issue or a non-issue. So it's very, very important that we try and we make sure that we do things where we have the awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of us, and we are self-aware of our actions as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless this marriage. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a means of guidance for both families. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a means of happiness for both families as well. Inshallah, now we will commence with the nikah. The representative of the bride is Yunus Bhai. And the two witnesses are Bilal and Muhammad. Muhammad. Bilal Muhammad. Okay. Ijazat Lili. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lah.
ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم النكاح من سنتي وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام فمن رغب عن سنتي فليس مني أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Brother Yunus Baymayet, you are the representative of the bride. Do you hand over in marriage Zainab Mayet to Nabil Ahmed for the mahar, which is Mahar Azwaj al-Nabi? Mahar Azwaj. Brother Nabil Ahmed, Brother Yunus Mayet has handed over in marriage Zainab Mayet in lieu of the mahar, which is Mahar Azwaj al-Nabi. Do you accept Zainab Mayet in your marriage?
I accept
Zainab Mayet in my marriage. Barakallahu laka wa baraka alayk wa jama'a baynakuma fi khayr. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu wa laka ash-shukru kulluhu wa ilayka yurja'u al-amru kulluhu la uhsi thana'an alayk anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallayta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم ربنا إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا تحب العفو فاعف عنا تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم ربنا إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك ويا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء وشفاء من كل داء اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم والله forgive our sins, forgive our major sins, forgive our minor sins. والله help us and guide us. Ya Allah, help us and guide us. Ya Allah, accept our tawbah, our repentance. Ya Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, forgive us for all the sins we have committed. Ya Allah, guide us to do those things that are pleasing to you and save us from those things, committing those actions that are displeasing to you. Ya Allah, all the Muslims in the world who are suffering. Ya Allah, our brothers and sisters in Palestine and in various parts of the world. Ya Allah, help them, assist them. Ya Allah, help them, assist them. Ya Allah, help them, assist them. Ya Allah, show them also and let them experience
experience days of happiness. Ya Allah, let them experience days of happiness. Ya Allah, on this day of happiness for us, Ya Allah, make it that we remember those individuals from our ummah, from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who are going through difficulties. Ya Allah, help the whole ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bless this marriage. Ya Allah, bless this marriage. Ya Allah, create love, mawadda, happiness in this marriage. Ya Allah, you have helped the individuals who are getting married today until now. Ya Allah, help them until their final moments and beyond. Ya Allah, and beyond. Ya Allah, grant us all Jannatul Firdaus. Ya Allah, those of our family members who have left this world, Ya Allah, if they were here with us today, Ya Allah, they would have been very happy. Ya Allah, they would have been very happy. Ya Allah, all the good deeds that we do, Ya Allah, grant them the reward on our behalf. Ya Allah, let it not be that we forget them today. Ya Allah, make it that we pray for them today. Ya Allah, and we remember them. Ya Allah, those individuals who, Ya Allah, are still with us, Ya Allah, guide them, help them, assist them. Ya Allah, make us the good, obedient children of our parents. Ya Allah, for those individuals within the gathering whose parents have passed away, Ya Allah, forgive their parents. Ya Allah, forgive their parents. Ya Allah, grant them Jannah. Ya Allah, grant them sukoon and raha and tranquility and peace in their graves. Ya Allah, grant them peace and tranquility in their graves. Ya Allah, make us a sadqa jariya for them. Ya Allah, make us an everlasting reward for them. Ya Allah, make us a reward for them. Ya Allah, make us do those actions that will benefit them in their hereafter. Ya Allah, whatever we have asked for, Ya Allah, grant us that as well. Ya Allah, whatever we have forgotten to ask for, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, grant us that as well. And whatever supplication and dua Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made at the time of nikah, Ya Allah, put them in the favor of the individuals that are getting married. Ya Allah, and those individuals, those of us who are already married, and Ya Allah, those of us that are looking, those of the individuals who are looking to get married, Ya Allah, grant them pious spouses as well. Those that don't have children, Ya Allah, grant them children as well. Those that have children, Ya Allah, make them obedient. Ya Allah, unite our hearts. Ya Allah, unite our hearts. Ya Allah, assist us, guide us, help us, grant us barakah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minu nabiyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'adha minu nabiyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa anta al-musta'anu alayka al-balagh, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim, bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Amin.